Dictation for Joanne, Joanne, Schenden, Schenden. June 2nd, 54, addresses a letter Dr. Auxilio, Ausilello, 616-754-1062. Dear Dr. Auxilio, consultation Mrs. Schenden with abnormal kidney function. She's trying to lose weight on purpose, has not lost her appetite. She's doing now some protein shakes, Herbal, H-E-R-B-A-L, Herbal Life, 2 times a day for the last 4 months, way down from 200 to 195. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is minor reflux, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, bleeding. She takes diuretics with increased frequency nocturia, some degree of incontinence, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, denies decrease of volume. She does have lower extremity edema, improve on diuretics. She has varicose veins, denies discolor of the toes or claudication symptoms, denies numbness, tingling, burning. She's trying to be physically active, and she uses a stationary bike for about 30 minutes, at least 4 days a week, no associated chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, some problems with knees, left more than right, no anti-inflammatory agents at the present time, used to take naproxen frequently, daily, for 2-3 years, but discontinued a few months ago. Underlying asthma, but clinically stable. Has not required any oxygen, no CPAP machine, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no headaches. Other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, atrial fibrillation, prior cardioversion, mitral valve regurgitation. She follows with cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. Prior stress testing, no coronary artery disease. Prior cardiac cath many years back, negative. She denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She denies TIS stroke or seizures. Pneumonia 5 years ago, treated as outpatient, no hemoptysis. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, anemia, liver disease. Denies kidney stones or recurring urinary tract infection. No cancer. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral length implant, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for fibroids, benign condition many years ago, prior tubal ligation, tonsils, adenoids, colonoscopies, no malignancy, and right-sided carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, briefly smoked as a teenager, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to fenofibrate. Next paragraph, present medications, metoprolol, lisinopril, potassium. Eliquis, thyroid replacement, Lasix, antidepressant, escitalopram, Prilosec, Crestor, Singulair, Detrol for overactive bladder, Tylenol, off metformin, off naproxen. Uses albuterol only as needed. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 197. Blood pressure 120/70 on the right, 120/70 on the left. Alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin rash, few bruises, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruits or JVD, lungs are clear, has irregular breathing, rate less than 100, no pericardial rap, there is obesity of the abdomen, no mass tenderness, no palpable liver spleen, does have bilateral JVD, no gross gangrene, edema, or focal neurological deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from July. Creatinine at 1.9, representing a GFR 28 stage 4, a normal sodium, potassium in the upper side at 5.1, normal acid base, normal calcium, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Back in May, creatinine 1.5 representing a GFR 36. In March, 1.45. February, 1.56. Back in January, anemia 10.7. Good control of cholesterol, triglyceride, and LDL. Two years back, one plus of protein in the urine. At that time, however, there was infection, UTI. Next paragraph, kidney ultrasound, 9 centimeters on the right, 10 centimeters on the left. No obstruction, stone or mass, simple cyst on the left side, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 4, appears progressive. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents were discontinued. Kidney ultrasound, low normal size without evidence of obstructed uropathy or urinary retention. Previously, low level of protein in the urine. That needs to be updated to make sure that there is no activity for inflammation to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Presently off metformin, although this is non-nephrotoxic, always a risk for lactic acidosis. She has atrial fibrillation. We will try to obtain echocardiogram through cardiology, as cardiorenal syndrome is always in the differential diagnosis. I did not change off diuretics, ACE inhibitors, or potassium. She's been exposed to Prilosec, which is associated to interstitial nephritis. Again, I did not change any medicines today. Continue chemistries on a regular basis. Update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. For completeness, anemia workup will include iron studies, reticulocyte, and we are going to check for plasma cell disorder. Further diagnostic workup, once we have above results, she is aware of advanced kidney disease and dialysis, as in-laws, there has been kidney disease and dialysis. All questions answered, further to follow, end of dictation.